Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police responded to a report of shots fired in front of a residence in the 1600 block of G Street late Friday afternoon. When Eureka officers reached the scene, they contacted the male victim who had suffered a shotgun blast to the arm. Witnesses told police that three men had arrived at the residence and had gotten into an argument when one of them pulled out the shotgun and fired, hitting the victim. The three suspects fled the scene into a greenbelt area nearby and managed to elude police. The suspects are described only as white and Hispanic male juveniles. The victim was treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. On Friday afternoon, Arcata police responded to a report of a man who had suffered several stab wounds and who was found in the area of Samoa Boulevard and 8th Street. The 44-year-old victim was severely injured and unable to assist officers in the identification of his attacker. Arcata police used surveillance video from a local business to identify the stabbing suspect as 28-year-old Jessica Vaverka of Eureka. Vaverka was actually on scene and had initially told officers she was the victim's girlfriend. Vaverka was arrested and booked into county jail on suspicion of attempted murder. The victim survived the wounds and was listed in stable but guarded condition. Jordan Christmas has news from the DA.
The district attorney's office announced today that 70-year-old Eureka man Barry Sanford was convicted on three felony charges related to the sexual abuse of a child under 14 years old. In 2013, the then 15-year-old victim disclosed to his parents that Sanford had sexually abused him. Sanford at the time was the victim's home care provider and a former partner of the victim's grandmother. Sanford was convicted by a Humboldt County jury on Thursday and faces more than 26 years in state prison when he is sentenced by Judge Marilyn Miles on January 17th.
Thank you, Jordan. The Weather Service has issued another frost warning this morning as the temperature dropped below freezing again, with Woodley Island recording a low of 29 degrees. That spurred the opening of emergency shelters across the region to provide a warm place to sleep for those with no place to go. In addition to the cold, there is the danger of sneaker waves along local beaches through this afternoon. Never turn your back on the ocean and use caution when near the waterline and stay away from rocks and jetties. Highway 299 is expected to be closed for the duration of the Christmas holiday and into the new year due to the slides near Big French Creek that closed the roadway to traffic on the 5th. More than 100,000 cubic yards of material fell onto the roadway, and geologists are concerned that another 200,000 cubic yards remain on the hillside and remain a threat to slide as well. Therefore, Caltrans will build a temporary roadway of about 350 feet next to the existing roadway while work to secure the hillside is performed. Until the new roadway is finished, traffic will remain blocked through at least January the 8th. It hasn't been the best-kept secret. In fact, it's pretty obvious that the Eureka Water Tower looks a bit different these days. That's because the logo of Eureka High School has been painted on the tower, an endeavor paid for entirely by private donations headed up by Dale Maples. The painting reads, Eureka, home of the Loggers, and the logo uses the same script you'll find on the side of the high school team's football helmets. Maples, a Eureka native and Logger alumni, said that the logo represents the shared mission of the city and Eureka schools to work together to build a healthier Eureka. The Arcata Fire District is moving its administrative offices to the recently renovated station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. The administrative offices will remain closed through December 26th and will reopen on the 27th. The Arcata Fire Station downtown will still be staffed 24/7. If you have any questions, you can contact Arcata Fire. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The winter storm that rolled through the region last week and dropped about 4 inches of rain in Arcata was just another ho-hum event for most residents in the area. For city employees, like those who work in public works, however, a major storm is always a matter of concern because heavy rains can overwhelm storm drain systems. Arcata City Manager Karen Deemer said on Friday that the city uses past experiences to prepare for and then respond to storm-related flooding, and they have a good sense of where the trouble spots can be found.
For Arcata, we know certain areas are going to flood. So we're checking those ahead of time. You know, we're making sure that those particular storm drains that flood the first are cleared out before the large rains. And then when the rains start to hit, we head out in that direction and we see, is this an area that's going to need sandbags or are things flowing? Doesn't mean that that stormwater system wasn't going to work, except that it got plugged.
In addition to the heavy rain, a king tide was also in effect, tides that can cause localized flooding on their own without any help from a rainstorm.
Having king tides back-to-back multiple days and large rain events that were anticipated, and we got a substantial amount of rain, but we seemed to have the right breaks at the right time. So it rained overnight. We had 4 or 5 hours before that king tide hit. Incredibly fortunate that we didn't have them coincide together because everything was at the top of its capacity.
The heaviest rains from that latest storm fell to the north in Del Norte County, but localized flooding occurred across Humboldt, including Arcata, but the impact was mitigated by good preparation. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information.